Welcome to the Leaders with Leverage podcast. I'm your host and negotiation expert, Susie Tomanchuk. It's time to be your own advocate and negotiate for what you really want out of your career. Not simply the next role or additional compensation. I want to show you that negotiation happens each and every day so that you opt in and say yes with confidence. Together with other business leaders, you'll learn the essential skills you as a leader need to become that advocate in growing your professional skills to increase confidence, gain respect, and become the future leader you're poised to be. And when you face a high-stakes situation, you're ready, no matter how high those stakes are. So let's do this. Let's lead with leverage. Hi, and welcome. I am so happy that you're here. Thank you for being here because you're here, that's why I'm here. So thank you for showing up or just walking with me wherever you are, driving with me. You know, as you go through life, you continue to refine kind of your purpose and your vision. And recently, I've been talking about negotiation and how important it is to our everyday. That's what my book is about. Just that if you think like a negotiator, then you will be better because you'll be prepared and you'll be thoughtful. You'll know where you're going. And so I recently just was able to put it in words that make sense. And it's adopting a negotiator mindset is what leaders need to do. It's what we need to do. It's not that everything is a negotiation. It's just that when you have that lens, when you have those strategies, when you have this toolbox of things that you can apply to any situation, it makes you more intentional and thoughtful about your boundaries, about what you want, what your purpose is, what's important to you. It's thinking about the interests of the other party. I just got off a call with a client who said that she is so prepared for every, this is Monday, and she is prepared for every meeting because she spends time thinking about what does the other person need, and she cancels meetings if she doesn't feel like there's a purpose and that she is filling in something that is meaningful for the other party. I'm like, mic drop right there. So these rituals, these things that negotiators do are so applicable in everything we do. So I wanted to talk about some of those ways to adopt a negotiator mindset and how powerful that can be in making yourself more satisfied. You know, I have a friend who has become a friend who has read the book and has listened to me. And she said, now when I walk into a situation, I'm not as apprehensive because I have a plan. I won't get hijacked by what is your rate or are you going to be able to do this for me? Where she said, I would just answer the question in the moment and then regret it later. And she said, and so I don't have remorse as much as I used to. And I think of it as this negotiator hangover that we look back and what if we would have had this? What if I would have done this? And it's, there's no, if you're clear on what you want, you don't have to worry about that. So I want to talk about some of the ways that you can get clear about yourself as a negotiator, because even great negotiators don't call themselves negotiators. I have friends who negotiate for a living and they'll always say to me, hey, Susie, next time you have a training or something, can I go? Because it's always like people want the next thing, the best tip. I want to make sure I apply myself. But the truth of the matter is just calling yourself a negotiator makes you that much further to being that adopting that mindset beyond those people that do it for a living all the time. So here's some things to think about. Number one is really knowing yourself, understanding, practicing self-awareness. That comes in forms of journaling, getting feedback, meditation, thinking about where you've come so you can be more intentional about where you're going. So thinking about, make space for yourself to practice self-awareness. I'll give you a couple of those coming up. And thinking about what you value, what your purpose is, what might get in your way, Where do you want to improve? What is your goal? So the foundation is knowing yourself. That's the thing, is being really clear about what's important to you. Hey there, love this podcast? I'm taking 10 seconds out of this episode to ask you to leave an honest review. More reviews on the show help us to reach more professionals who are ready to lead with leverage. Now let's continue the conversation. We can listen to everybody around us who will tell us where they think that we could be best applied. But if you don't know for yourself, you're never going to feel fulfilled. So that's the first thing. The other thing is that external self-awareness. That is how people perceive you in the way that you show up in your values and what's important to you. And so we're not always good at external and internal self-awareness are two different pieces of self-awareness. And it doesn't, just because we're good at one doesn't mean we're good at both. So paying attention to what people say about us on the outside. I famously always say that, you know, we have a back of our head. We can feel the back of our head. We can see it in the mirror, but we cannot see it in real life. So understanding ourselves is like understanding our back of our head. We need to have all these different perspectives of it to know what it looks like. And we will never be outside of ourselves to be able to express that. And then the third thing is to have a ritual, building a self-awareness routine or a weekly routine to help you become a negotiator because you're being intentional about that. So I'm going to give you a few ways of thinking about having these rituals that will make you a better negotiator. One is Sunday strategy session. I'm going to give you three. I'm going to start with three. Sunday strategy session. So dedicate some time on Sunday. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be 5 minutes where you look at the goals that you are coming up for the week, the meetings that you have, which ones are high stakes for you, which ones are low stakes, which ones may become high stakes, and just outlining what you want to get out of them and being thoughtful about what you need to do before that meeting. Just taking, as they said at Harvard, just taking 30 seconds before a meeting to consider the interests of the other party will create measurably better outcomes. So Sunday strategy session is looking ahead at your calendar and thinking about what you need to do to be at your best in that meeting. Feedback Friday is also putting some time in your calendar on Friday, maybe at the end of the day, to look back. What went well? What do you wish you would have prepared for? What was high stakes that you thought was going to be just easy peasy, but it ends up being a challenge, conversation, meeting? What was that? And understand, maybe it was somebody that kind of makes you sideways, that makes you insecure, that kind of takes away your excitement, and be aware of that. So Feedback Friday is looking back. Sunday strategy session is looking forward. And then Mindful Monday is just grounding yourself, understanding your value, and getting that confidence that you need to get through the day, get through the week. We know that we're not alone in our struggle with self-doubt or insecurities, but we are not alone. I just got off with a group that I've been working with for 8 weeks, and somebody said, the thing I learned about was we always tell each other that we have a shared experience, but it wasn't until I'm reminded of it when I've heard every week people tell their stories about their own insecurities that are similar to mine. So know in those moments, in those Mindful Monday meditations, those 5 minutes where you just say, I'm really good at this. I am excited about the week, even though this is going to be challenging. I am enough. I value my contribution. This is where I'm really great. That will allow you to really not doubt yourself in those moments where you have to show up in those high stakes situations, whatever that might be for you, and know that you are enough. Keeping your value up allows you to have confidence continuously, but it's something we need to remind ourselves of. In my TED talk, I talked about you have to every day put on an invisible sign, I value this about me. And on Mondays, I want you to like take that invisible ink and that invisible sign and put it up in a power pose over you and say, I value my ability to connect with people or whatever that is for you. So the things that I want you to think about to become that, to adopt that negotiator mindset is one Sunday strategy session, looking ahead, prepare. That's prepare. Right? In the negotiation, it's all about being prepared. Well, Sunday strategy session is getting you ready for that week coming up. Two is Feedback Friday. Just like in a negotiation, only way you're going to get better is to look back at what you did well, what you didn't do well, and what do you need to adjust. So Feedback Friday is looking back on your schedule. Even look at your calendar and go, oh, that's right. Okay, that wasn't great. This was good. This was unexpectedly. I really rocked it. So what do you need to look at and what do you need to adjust? And then mindful Monday meditation. What on Monday morning, set aside some space to really celebrate yourself. Acknowledge out loud what you're good at so that you will increase your confidence in your own unique values, the things that people see that they already appreciate about you. Appreciate that for yourself. So the rituals to think about to become a negotiator. And by the way, start calling yourself, I'm a negotiator every day. And I practice this so that I am always constantly adopting a negotiator mindset. Sunday strategy session, Feedback Friday, and mindful Monday meditation, whatever that meditation is for you. We're celebrating you. I hope this was helpful. I would just so enjoy hearing what your takeaway is from this and what are you going to commit to do on Sunday, Monday, or Friday, as I've outlined here. What is your ritual to become that negotiator that is already inside you, that will make you purposeful, intentional, confident, and without remorse if you have a plan? Thanks for being here. This is Leaders with Leverage. I'm Susie Tomanchuk, and I'd love for you to follow me on LinkedIn, reach out to me, give me your question or your comment so that I can bring that wisdom to this platform as well. Share this with somebody that needs to hear it, and just know that I appreciate you for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your day with me. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Leaders with Leverage. If you're ready to continue your professional growth, commit to accelerating your career development, and say goodbye to that anxious feeling in your stomach anytime you need to advocate for yourself, then get my book, The Art of Everyday Negotiation Without Manipulation. In this book, you'll learn the essential steps to take before entering into any negotiation or conversation, any interaction in your day-to-day. You'll discover what the other party really needs and be clear about what you're going after. You'll bust through your fears and boost your confidence and embrace that negotiation truly happens all around us. Head to the link in the show notes for more, and you can even get a bonus if you buy it today.